Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
I'm sensitive. Shit, that's what I put. I'm sensitive. I am sensitive.
Oh, God.
I know I walk around like John Wick.
Do you think that's how
that
you walk
I'm
around?
Hard and I got it all together.
Do you think that's how you come off?
Yes.
No.
But I am sensitive.
No.
I am. And you just begin aggravated or irritated or you begin triggered. And I'm like,
your sensitivity don't come off like how maybe you thinking that it
what
is.
What does it come off as?
It don't come off as soft sensitivity. It comes off as you want aggression.
Why does it
comes
have
off
to
as
come
off? I don't know why it has to come off of that, but that's how it appears. You lash first. It may be a part of how you were raised. No shots. But like, it's a thing. And so because of that, I'll take lashes. I can take them and like just kind of like reel it back in. And then from there, you will go into the more sensitive, like what you think, how you think you appear sensitive. If you disagree.
I agree.
Okay.
All right, we're good. 1, 2, 3, let me step into the moon. Am I the one you see when you get into the mood? I tell them pump them keys while I keep up with your shoes. We got a real nice thing in the pattern of the groove. I can feel it flowing through. I see the sun so clear when you roll it down your back. As a matter of fact.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, I'm Mikey.
And I'm Randy.
And this is the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast, where we give you an uncensored look into all we're learning, unlearning, and loving about marriage in real time.
Welcome all new and veteran listeners. We're glad you tuned in.
For season 5.
Yes.
We're back still, again,
we
for
are.
Real.
Y'all thought we was gold again, but we died.
Whole bunch of life been happening. Y'all about to get this content.
Yeah, come on. Okay, this season's theme is...
There is no theme, baby.
There is no theme.
Mm-mm.
We're getting back into our groove and want to leave the season open-ended and unboxed, much like we did for season 1.
Yes, and in this episode, we're going to be discussing arguing.
Yes.
The most fun part of marriage.
Yes, or any relationship.
Actually, in talking really about the stuff for this episode, we came to a realization that made me sad. That's going to come up in the episode in a minute. We're going to talk about it. But we have some things that we need to address and fix in our marriage. Because there are some pieces of our marriage that are like just there's stuff that we need to explore. And I think I can get us there.
Like butt plugs?
What? In our first segment, what are we doing, Randy?
We're going to discuss things we wish we remembered before we argued and things we wish the other would remember as well.
Yes. Then after that, we have our fight or flight, where today I'm confronting Randy about a thing that's been bothering me for years. for years. I'm feeling brave today and I'm living in my truth.
Oh my God. Okay, Vince Vaughn. Finally, we'll wrap it up with our PDA segment where we will share something we're proud of for each other and or express gratitude.
Yeah, man. It's a good time around here.
Yes.
I got some PDA to give.
We are also dog sitting, so you may hear the dogs beg to be let out their crates.
And I will put their crates right outside so that we can record in peace.
That's not true. All right. Babe. We hope
you enjoy.
Oh my God. Okay. It's your lead, homie.
All right, y'all. So, main topic. Everybody argues.
Mm-hmm.
Arguments are a thing that happen in relationships. They are unavoidable.
They're supposed to happen.
And if they aren't happening,
you are lying.
Somebody's lying.
You are lying.
Somebody's definitely lying.
Bad. You are lying.
So here's a little bit of backstory. So Randy actually came up with the idea after an argument or a disagreement that we had, and she brought it to me. I thought it was a really good idea to do this episode.
I can't remember what the argument was.
You don't?
No.
Don't either. I try to cast out arguments after we've solved them.
They're not demons, Mike.
They feel demonic. They feel problematic and that they shouldn't be here anymore once they've been excised and dealt with. All right. When the letter should just sit.
Mikey.
That could just be something I need to explore on my end in therapy.
I'm not even talking to you about therapy.
That'll be something I'll do. But yeah, so because of this.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. So yeah. So because one of the things that we first say after we have reconciled is, I wish that you would remember ... That we say that literally after every argument.
You say that.
Yeah. Sometimes we'd also say like, I wish that you would remember that I'm your friend. Or I wish that you remember that it's never my intention to piss you off, things like that. Like I say that every argument because it's a thing. And so we felt like it'd be a really good topic to just kind of bring to the podcast because if we're having these conversations, we know that you are.
Right.
So what's up, baby? What
I'm going first.
What are some of the things that we can go? You want me to go first?
It is your lead, homie.
It is my lead. All right. So I'll go first and you can tell me your thoughts. So here are a couple of things that I wish that I remembered before an argument.
Okay.
First thing is I am not being abandoned.
Mm.
One of the things when it comes to avoiding problems or avoiding arguments is that you don't want to lose, at least for me, you don't want to lose somebody. I got abandonment issue. It just is what it is.
Me too.
You know, like my daddy left me. My mama was working because my daddy was gone. So like I ain't had no people. Like, you know, just abandonment is a thing.
Yes.
Why are you laughing at my
abandonment? No, I'm not laughing. I'm not. I'm here.
Sadness.
With you.
But you just laughed.
No.
We talked about it in earlier episodes. How long have we been married?
I'm not answering that question. You tell me.
5 years.
No.
Say it.
No.
Say it.
Six.
5-6 years. I watched Mr. and Mrs. Smith. And so I'm no longer in the space where I'm like, all right, if I do something, it's going to set this girl off. She's going to leave. That's young kid thinking. We're not there anymore. But it has led to some behaviors in our relationship because that was a thing that had been established really early on. Like, I need to be quiet. I just need to accept what she's saying. Don't make any more waves. Don't bring any problems. Don't create any issues that might possibly lead to confrontation because she don't leave, bro. Nobody want to deal with this shit, which I think is just an internal thing because I don't want to deal with just constantly arguing with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But the conversations that we have that end up being clashes aren't arguments for the sake of arguments. They're usually centered around something that needs to be spoken about. That's just not a lot of what I saw when I saw people argue when I was younger. And it's not really a lot of what I see when people who are in long-term relationships or anything just break up or have rifts. I think it always ends, the argument just kind of blows up over the thing that was on the surface. They don't really get into the depths of what it was about. So a large fear of mine was we're never going to get to the meat and potatoes. We'll argue about the pointless thing or the thing at the surface. And that's just never the case. And so before the argument starts, I need to be remembering, or I need to keep in mind, there's something deeper here. We're going to get there. This isn't going to just stop here and always be this argument over something on the surface. There's something more.
And you won't be abandoned.
Yeah.
Okay.
She ain't gonna leave me. You love me.
I do.
What about you?
One thing I wish I remember before an argument is you are not my parent. You are not my mother. You are not my father. So, you know, things that come up in our relationship when it concerns parenting and arguing is you'll say something to Drew or you'll use a tone of voice because you're a man and, you know, you're a dad. And apparently that's what dads do. Y'all have the benefit of having the deep voices. The
power of diction.
That all the kids, even now, when my dad calls me by my middle name, I'm 30. I'm mm-hmm. like, what? Yes, you know, what did I do? And it's usually like, come show your grandma this picture or something. You know, I'm not in trouble, but I always think I am. And so things like just tone of voice, triggers, things that trigger me. Mm-hmm. When you're talking to Drew, when you're frustrated, when you're irritated in general, I get triggered because I'm like, oh, if I say no to something or if I'm irritated with something, you're going to withhold love. You're going to have an attitude. Like when you're trying to, you know, fill me up. And I'm like, dude, I don't feel like, you know, I don't feel like being filled up. And then you like walk away. It was like, well, I asked you to walk away. I just said, stop squeezing my nipples. You know, like I have to remember, like I'm like, you know, oh, well, I have a parent that withholds love too. If I don't do things exactly the way they want it done, or if I don't acquiesce exactly the way they want me to when they want me to. And I also have a parent who has this like deep ass voice that used to scare me as a kid all the time for all the reasons. And I have to remember before we get an argument, before I like affront you about, hey, I don't like how you talk to her, or I don't like how, you know, this made me feel, that you're not my parent, that you're like, you weren't even a thought. Well, you were alive, but you weren't a thought to them when
they were parenting you.
Yes, when they were parenting me. That makes sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah. All right. What's your second thing, babe?
That's deep. Nah, let's talk about how deep that was.
Okay, tell me.
I mean, it's fair, right? But you have so much proof that I'm not withholding. I'm just gonna do it again later. Like,
yeah, but it's like the initial response is like,
okay, got you. You know, like when it first happens.
Yes, I'm immediately triggered into, if I don't do this thing or let him do this thing to me that he wants to do to me in this moment.
And let's just be clear, that's not always nipple squeezing. It's actually rarely nipple squeezing. It's usually butt touching.
Either way, it's some type of groping.
Yeah,
but what I'm saying is, it's like, yes. And some days it's like, okay. Some days you only do it when I'm starving, and you know.
Baby, you're always starving.
Okay, keep me fed, which we will get to.
How can I if you don't eat food?
I do eat food. Okay. I eat. Don't be gonna put me out here like this, because I eat.
You eat vegan food, which everyone listening to this knows isn't food.
No, stop. It is very good, and I eat. And
there
I
are some meals, yes, that taste good. They smell good. Mm-hmm. There's no food.
What is the second
thing? And she still
thing.
Be hungry.
You wish, because my metabolism, because I'm taking care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard to remember that when you only eat once a day, Paul.
I don't eat once a day.
I eat
once a day consistently. But I don't just eat once
what
a day.
What do you wish you remembered?
One of the things I try to wish y'all remember.
Hey, don't
get
be
there,
blowing out this mic.
You're right, my bad. You're not going to leave me.
Paul.
Another one of the things is that I don't need to internalize your triggers.
Mm.
Because I have historically done that every single time, a lot. You get mad and I'm like, all right, there's something that I did. I immediately take it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And ways in which I'm fucking up, and I just start feeling just pretty down on myself before I start to like factor in other things. Because I'm used to like fucking up. Like it's a thing. So it's one of the things that you like go to. And usually somewhere in the middle of hearing you out and listening to you explain, you'll get to what you were actually saying. Like, all right, there's a thing that triggered you, but like, but deeper than that, there's a piece that you want me to hear, and there's something that you want to talk about. But my problem is, and I add this on to what I was saying, is that I wrote there's no SOP, like there's no standard operating procedures, but my mind goes there every time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, a whole bunch of things are going wrong. What did you do? What are you supposed to do? How do we get into fixing this right now? Like, I start thinking about that stuff while you're talking,
mm-hmm.
which was a problem, especially mm-hmm. in years 1, 2, and 3.
Like, and 4.
I say 1, 2, and 3, because by 4, that wasn't really.
3, 4-ish.
I thought we were good in year 4.
Paul, we were good at 1, 2, and 3. We just had things.
No, with this thing that I'm specifically talking about.
1, 2, 3, and 4.
All right. So years 1, 2, and 3.
And 4.
And according to my story. I know my truth.
Oh.
I was just really, really focused on like, I need to like spring into action and like fix this problem that she's expressed. But sometimes that problem just be your problem mm-hmm. until we start talking about it. And then you'll even come to the conclusion like, it's not you, it's me. And it's something like, and then I was like, oh, but my brain already went to a whole bunch of things that I done fucked up. And so I just need to remember and be mindful of the fact that I don't need to start immediately just internalizing everything that you say. Or everything that specifically triggered you. Specifically an instance where you mentioned before where you're just like I'm not your parent. That conversation I think we had maybe some months ago about something I was doing with Drew. Actually, no, even more recently, you asked like if my tone with Drew was if I was mad at her.
Yeah, because I couldn't tell. she was responding.
Like you said, Drew was responding fine, and I was like, what?
But like you sounded, but I, you know, she's a daughter, and she's three, so and she cares about us, and so I know that she'll also respond a certain way, but be feeling like, or she'll be looking like the opposite because she's learned, you know, what kids learn, you know, when they are being parented, and so I couldn't tell. Because I wasn't in the room, and I've been working on not trying to intervene because, again, you're not my parent. And so I don't have to go stand up for Drew. You know, like she's being fathered and parented by you. And while that doesn't always look like how I parent and mother, that doesn't mean it's not necessary. You know,
so,
and like
so more specifically. So the situation was Drew wanted a book before bedtime. We did one book, but Drew is never satisfied with one.
No, she always talks you into two.
For the second book, I was like, all right, so if we're doing a second book, then we're going to practice reading. Daddy's not going to just read it to you. Let's just use this as a moment to like practice sounding out some words. And it's a book that she has partially memorized at this point. So like, let's try sounding some of the stuff out. And I was like, do you want to read? And she was like, yeah. I was like, okay, so let's break down words. Let's do some things. Drew, when she starts to get an understanding of something, she gets really excited. She just does. Mind you, it's bedtime. All right. I'm now mixing in learning and bedtime, which is going to excite Drew. I get that. So my tone is very much, okay,
let's go through this. Let's focus. Here.
So at one point she gets really excited and she jumps off the bed. Like she's halfway off the bed. And she's like jumping with the book while I'm like holding it and we're sounding things out. And I was like, no, Drew, we have to actually focus on what we're doing. You're getting really excited before we get there. Come back here. Let's work on it. Sound it out. Split this into two sounds. We're going back and forth. And she's like, okay. And she sounds out the word. And we're like celebrating. But like, it's also like 10 o'clock. Like, I don't know. It's late at night. So like, I'm also tired. I just am. But like, we're having fun. I think it's fun to teach your kid how to read. I think it's really, really cool that I get to be that person. I've never taught kids how to read. And so... So afterward, you know, so Drew, she enjoys it. She is receptive to it, but I don't know what you heard. And so we come out the room and I come out the room and you ask me like, am I okay? And, you know, my tone. And I was like, well, what did I say specifically? Was there a phrase? Because maybe it was, maybe like some context would help me. Like, and I'm immediately going to, I'm triggered by you being triggered. And like, what did I do wrong? And then you explain and I'm like, oh, well, no, well, you know, and then I point to Drew and you look at like Drew's fine. And she confused.
And well, Drew was in bed.
And then you express like, well, it just seemed like this because of this. And, you know, I went back to just listening, just listening and letting you like finish first. But yeah, I like that kid. I was tired.
I know.
I think teaching reading is fun, though. But like, I was like, no, I definitely had, we were having fun. That's just what fun sounds like when daddy is really tired.
Listen, teach me because... All right. Well, thanks, babe.
And what about your second one?
My second one is what I wish I remembered before an argument is I'm allowed to be angry and irritated. We are not in a codependent relationship. We are not enmeshed. You know, we're not an enmeshed family. We are both allowed to show up as who we are and to have our own things, even in our marriage, in our relationship, and as who we are as parents, because that is normal. That is how healthy, functional families function. Okay,
that is how we've decided we want to be healthy. Yes,
and that is just what healthy families, that's one of the, you get to be who you are, which means if you who you are, things will irritate you and annoy you and make you angry. That may not make the other person angry or irritated or annoyed, and that the other person may not agree with, but the way I grew up was, you know, it is not loyal or loving to be angry or irritated or annoyed or scared or flustered or to want to be able to express
something done about it.
Right. Yeah. And so I hadn't realized, you know, how conditioned that's been in me until, you know, doing all this work this year. But I'm realizing that I'm allowed all those things, those range of human feelings, even if they don't make sense, even if they're super small, even if they upset you and trigger you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm allowed to do that. And so it's important for me to remember that before an argument, because I realize my fear of conflict and fear of abandonment, similar to you, and fear of my parents and like being triggered in that way, causes me to withhold and internalize myself. And then we're not communicating. And then we're arguing about something that is not really what argument is about. And I'm not being honest. And then I'm not giving you a chance to show up. And I'm like, and I'm manipulating because I'm trying to control a situation in our relationship based off of my feelings and my fears. Mm-hmm. And so I'm being silent when this could have been squashed or this could have been addressed. And so I have to always remember when I'm irritated with you that I'm allowed to say I'm irritated, or I'm allowed to say I'm confused. Like when I asked you about Drew, instead of being like, I don't like how you talk to her, you know, which has happened. You know, I have been like, I've asked you how, like, this is what I heard. This is what it made me think of. Was this that? And you were like, no, you know, and I really appreciated that. But because I'm still learning, I'm learning how to mother. I'm not a single mother, and I'm learning how to parent and let you, like, I have to let you be because there are things you are going to give her, similar to my dad, that he gave me that my mom couldn't for all the, you know, because they're two different people and two different experiences and things. And so I have to let Drew have that when it concerns like our parenting. And I also have to let myself have the fact that I am in a healthy, functioning family now. And I have to give myself proof and evidence that I can start an argument, be the reason for an argument, and survive.
And also that your family is going to be okay at the end of the day. That's what I'm thinking sometimes, like our family will survive arguments over like something needing to be clean or needing to be done or undone. Like our family will remain strong, like after, like no matter what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And so because of that, a lot of the stuff that I think about in addition to everything that you just said is like extending grace in new ways, because everything that you do is still new.
Mm-hmm.
Like the whole moms know what they're doing thing. We talked about this before. You've mentioned it before. I don't believe that they just know. I think that everybody learns as you let go.
We don't.
Because people will say the same thing about like dads. And I do not think so. Like there is no, we don't immediately just kick into like protective mode. Like that's not like a thing. It's I don't know. I know that like there's some things biologically in like males. It's the thing that happens. But like everything that I've done to this point with this child, I've had to like learn, experience in some kind of way. And I think that I feel that, and sincerely believe that I am deserving of grace as we go through this process, because I'm still learning how to like be not just a dad, but Drew's dad, which is different than whoever the fuck listening to this, yo dad, and the way yo partner is parenting they kid, like
and things our
like
that,
like and way more than much more different than our dad. So like, I think there are more steps and more things happening behind the scenes than maybe we acknowledge at the time. But you deserve that grace. Like when everything's going on, like, all right, like this is not the end of my family. Not this. This ain't it.
If it ends and it was supposed to,
then this family was doomed like forever ago.
Yeah.
You know, I love you.
I love you.
So you're like, yeah, we'll be all right. We'll be all right.
Thanks, babe.
So outside of that, the last thing that we had was just one thing that I wish that you remembered before an argument. And then one thing that you wish that I remembered.
Yes.
So I want you to go first. What's the thing that you wish that I remembered?
I'm sensitive. Shit. That's what I put. I'm sensitive. I am sensitive.
Oh, God.
I know I walk around like John Wick.
Do you think that's how
that
you walk
I'm
around?
Hard and I got it all together.
Do you think that's how you come off?
Yes.
No.
But I am sensitive.
No.
I am. And like, I mean, like you just be getting aggravated or irritated or you be getting triggered. And I'm like,
your sensitivity don't come off like how maybe you thinking that it
what
is.
Does it come off as?
It don't come off as soft sensitivity. It comes off as you want aggression.
Why does it
comes
have
off
to
as
come
off? I don't know why it has to come off of that, but that's how it appears. You lash first. It may be a part of how you were raised. No shots. But like, it's a thing. And so because of that, I'll take lashes. I can take them. And like, just kind of like reel it back in. And then from there, you will go into the more sensitive, like what you think, how you think you appear sensitive. If you disagree.
I agree.
Okay.
But still, I want you to remember.
Okay, that's fair.
So you can be like, okay, though
we have never talked like that though before.
It is not your responsibility. It is my responsibility to make sure I don't lash, right? It's my responsibility to make sure I fight clean and do better. It's my responsibility. I am my responsibility. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, whatever. Yes. So what I'm saying is, I just wish, like, you know how, like, you know that bully that was like, that's getting their ass beat at home. And
you'd be like, I wish that y'all knew that my parents is going through a divorce and I'm having a hard time.
And so that's why I'm fighting. You know, I wish somebody was like, you know, that person need, you know, like those mm-hmm. TikToks of those dads buying the bullies
some
shoes.
I have an analogy. It's like you know, whatever that thing going around where like a girl is like has an attitude and maybe like you just need food and sex or something like that.
Mm-hmm. I need a Snickers. Yes. And you just be mad, and I'll be like, but I'm sensitive, but I know that's not right, and it's childish.
It's not that it's not right. I don't even think it's wrong. It's just like, we're now talking about this. It's year 5 of marriage.
It is year 6.
Right, 5, 6.
Paul.
I love that movie. And so it's an audible, right? It's an adjustment that we make it. I could do that. I could for sure do that. I didn't know that that's something that you like wanted.
Like lately, I asked you something and you answered and then you came back and you were like, what are you saying to me? You know, like that mm-hmm. that helps both of us, because it's like, it lets me know you probably didn't comprehend what I was saying to you. And you're like, wait, I know Randy. Mm-hmm. Whatever she just said, maybe isn't how she meant to say yes. it initially.
You want and more of those.
I'm just saying,
I can do more of those.
That I don't even know. Needed it. The you fact do. That you've been like checking. I was like, oh, okay. Well, what I'm saying is,
I don't want to. I don't want to fight. If we can
let's
help
not
it.
Fight.
I don't want to fight.
But sometimes we do. And then sometimes what I said still irritates you. But, you know, at least you got clarity.
Yes.
But what I'm saying is, just remember.
You are sensitive.
I'm sensitive. Okay. And probably hungry.
Because you haven't eaten meat in months. Yeah.
No, that's not true. I've been incorporating a bit more meat.
You did have. Yes.
And that has made me. Now I'm like.
But you're 92% vegan. Which yes. is the major problem.
It's not my food, Mike. My food is actually what's keeping me
you think?
balanced. Yes. Okay. I'm eating things with a prana, you know, with life, mm-hmm. instead of things that are dead
all the time.
Okay. What do you wish
I love
that
you.
I remembered? I love you.
I didn't read yours, actually. That's funny. Mine is that I'm your partner. I am your friend. I am your teammate. And I wish that you would remember that before you talk to me. We talked about this a while ago and I was making fun of you and we were talking about something. And I was like, Randy didn't play no team sports. This was like years ago.
I ran track.
You said, I ran track. That is your response every time. And I'll be trying to explain to you.
It is a team sport. You have to make
you're not
sure.
You're listening to what I'm saying. You still ain't listening.
I'm sorry.
There's somebody out there right now, though. They understand exactly
what
I'm saying.
I'm listening.
Track ain't a team sport. In the same way as a basketball or a football or even volleyball or anything where you have to like sincerely depend on someone for a large part of everything that's going on. Even with track, you run your leg, I run mine. Like, I can't help you run mm-hmm. your leg, is what I'm saying. In other sports, somebody has to kind of serve as an assist to even be ready. It's for you to really depend on them. So other than passing the baton, this one piece that you got to get, there's not really a lot else going on. In other sports, there's more than just the one thing. Mm-hmm. I think I was also brought up like tennis doubles. Like how one person could literally just keep running back and forth and running in it and never let it get to the person behind them. Like if they don't trust them, like it's a thing. In basketball, I'm going to use this analogy specifically. There's a certain way that I wouldn't let no teammate talk to me, or I'm going to swing on you. And then we could both just go to the bench while the rest of the team deal with whatever we deal with. And then we kind of hash this out later. Like we understand while the game is going on, we have a bigger goal that we are trying to achieve. Same for like football. So like some stuff we have to save until like later. We have to really address the core of what's important right now, like as a team. So when any type of like team sport is how I like also see this. So as my teammate, I'm thinking that you and I are working towards the same thing before anything else. So my first thought is, all right, this nigga know, like she know that we on the same team. Why is she arguing or doing something that make it seem like she don't know that I also want the same things? And we have to have a conversation about how we want the same things. And then you'd be like, oh, we want the same thing. I was like, well, yeah, that's my default. So like, we're teammates.
Which means what?
I'm not trying to win.
Okay.
I'm not trying to just survive either. I am trying to like thrive with you. I am trying to like succeed together. But I'm not trying to win between the two of us. That don't help this team. And that's like my energy and everything. So with our finances or whatever, or with anything. You win, I win. I win, you win. We win.
I dip, you dip.
It's the same. It's the same thing. And then as long as we're successful, Drew could, there's so many things the girl don't got to worry about.
I hope so.
There are so many things already that I know that I had to and that I was that she doesn't right now. Like she will have her own unique issues, but some stuff she just won't have. She won't have it all.
That's great.
And that makes me like really excited. And I think that's only possible because I'm doing the stuff I'm doing with my partner. Because we went in together. That's like that's the point. And so, you know, stop.
No.
You don't have to, because I don't want to do this. Just stop trying to win me. We're team.
I don't have to prove myself to you.
You really don't.
That's deep. I've been actually saying it. Like, who are you trying to prove yourself to?
Because also in track, like, both y'all fast, but y'all argue over who has the fastest time. Mm-hmm. In basketball, we play two different fucking positions. You are the point guard. There are certain things that you do that I won't be able to do. You are shorter. You are faster. You are more. You maybe you shoot better. You are Steph. I am the big man. I dunk. I get rebounds. I get the ball so that I can put it back in your hands so you can do what you need to do. Like, every piece is important. Some of them serve different functionalities on different nights. Maybe another night, you are the big man. And I need you to get rebounds while, you know, just let me shoot. Now I'm KD. Like I'm active on another level. So, like, and it changes in that way. It's not we both sprint and see who can get the fastest. Because, you know, the Jamaican team don't like each other, for real.
I didn't.
Yeah, man. The men.
Oh, okay.
And they argue. I thought the thing is arguing. Like, yeah, they're close. They're friends. Like, it's like culturally speaking. But, like, also,
they're trying to be the number one.
Being Usain Bolt. Mm-hmm. Like, I too am fast and had a dream and ran really fast. And even, like, you can even see it in their races. The one that's, like, right behind him gets really excited. Like, this might be the night. And then no. And then no. So, yeah, they're teammates. But, like, there's a little bit of underlying, yeah, I meanery going on. Like, I still want to be better than this Nick. Like, I want to win, but that's not how I feel.
Thank you.
No problem.
We should print this out and put this refrigerator on the wall.
The vision wall stuff.
Be like, things to remember. All right.
Engagement.
Nope. What is our go-to?
Oh.
Mikey said, let's end this.
No. Everything's bold.
You're right. It is. We didn't really talk about the style of the production. What is our go-to after argument? Care.
My go-to is the same thing that probably started the argument. So my go-to is breaking the touch barrier. Like, touching, hugging. Like, all right, come here. All right, give me a kiss. Because now we're fine now. Like, somebody has to be the first one. Kiss on the cheek, mm-hmm. Hug, something. There have been some times where, like, the last thing I wanted was your little ass arms on me. Like, I'm still seething a little.
Yeah, I'm like, don't touch me. Don't fucking
touch
me.
And you walk up and you just squeeze me. Whatever, nigga. Like, you can't be mad when someone's hugging you from behind like that. I'm fine, get off me. Like, we're cool, but, like, we ain't that cool. And then I hug you back.
Yep. And vice versa. Because I'd be like, don't do it. Leave me. And then you begin, Drew, come on, let's kiss mommy.
Yep. Because at this point, depending on what happened, Drew has now made herself into the space. So our tones have changed.
Yeah.
We're not even actually arguing no more. Drew is just like, yeah, I need to get it together.
Yes.
And pay attention to me.
Right. That's really what she's trying to do. She just wants to put the tissue back on her, as she should.
And so Drew comes and she initiates group hugs and squeezes both of us together. Like, kisses, it's a thing. So, but yeah, no, I kiss and hug.
Mine is food. I'm all for it. You want to make it up to me?
Because that's also the thing that started it.
You can go get me something to eat.
Randy was hungry.
You can get me something to eat and we can be friends again. I really want Hippie Hibachi or Zaxby's.
So I'm giving them free promo. If anybody listening to this has ever eaten or works at Hippie Hibachi, we're open to a partnership. Randy, keep ordering from there.
It's so good. It is. But it's
worth it.
It's good. It's vegan food, but it's so good. And they give you so much.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good. But anyway, yeah, we cool. If you feed me.
If I feed you.
Yes.
You know what you sound like?
What?
A woman.
Mikey, shut up.
The third thing. So with any fight, if you ever watched MMA, boxing, after they've been swinging on each other, hitting each other, beating each other up, people need to go to separate corners.
Mm-hmm.
It happens. With Randy, it's taking a nap.
I gotta go sleep.
Yeah.
I gotta go sleep. I done drained all my energy.
And I need you to go to sleep away from me somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
I gotta go sleep.
A little bit of distance. Absence makes the heart.
Earplug.
Go for it. Mm-hmm.
You got your kid. I'm gonna go to sleep. I'm gonna start over. And it works.
I was listening to Joe Budden podcast recently, and he's like, that was the one thing that probably would have helped Kanye in his recent problems. Kanye's tweet, when he first started, before everything with the anti-Semitic everything, mm-hmm. his very first tweet was, I should go to bed, but I got stuff to get dead at. Like, that was, I was like, oh, like,
no, you gotta go to sleep.
He was like, nah, that nigga should have went to sleep. Yeah. And in all honesty, rest is a super important piece of life.
A function, like, yeah. Of just making sense. Yeah. I know that about myself.
Especially if you're ready.
And I need to, I'm gonna go to sleep. I'm too worried.
And I will go and I will sit and I will find some chocolate or I will play my game or I'll go do something with my kid.
I'm gonna go lay down for the sake of everybody in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that.
And then when you wake up, I'll go get food.
Yes. Or the food will be there because we don't want another argument.
And then there are some times where we don't hug or kiss until after we have separated from each other.
And came back.
And then you've taken a nap while I got food. And then I came back. It all works out.
Mm-hmm. Look, we're trying to long marriages, okay? And sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. Engagement.
Arguments suck.
Yes, they do.
Do you have any regrets after an argument? What is your process for making up? And what do you wish that you or your partner remembered?
Let us know, y'all. Shoot us an email at blackmailmare@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 770-750-4098. No, really, leave a voicemail.
Yeah, please leave a voicemail.
Y'all know we gonna show it on the episode. Mm-hmm. And we don't want Google to take our number away. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Or hit us up on social media and let us know what you wish you remembered before you argued with your person. You see how the engagement, y'all see that? Y'all didn't think that I was going to be able to finish that line.
We always forget to. It's cool.
All right, babe. Fight or flight.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
It's time for Randy and Mike's Fight or Flight. They've held it in all week, but you gon' hear it tonight. Don't really matter who is wrong or right, 'cause it's fight or flight.
All right, I'm not starting with love. Fire, just fire. Yo, what's wrong with you?
Paul, what's your fight?
You know that I have issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know who raised me.
I'm okay.
Mm-hmm. I have OCD.
What is
self-diagnosed?
Mikey, that's
not... Do you agree? Do you disagree?
I think that you've self-diagnosed wrongly.
But is it self-diagnosed is my question.
Yes, it's self-diagnosed. Okay.
Thank you. I like things to be a certain way.
I'm a little particular. Really good.
You don't even know what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about?
Today alone, I've had to do this like 6 times. I love you. And I don't know if this doesn't bother you or if it does, but you don't care. We have carpets and we have rugs that are randomly laid out throughout our home.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like you don't care that they are wrinkled instead of like laid out flat. Does that not bother you?
No. I mean,
why?
Because
it's a tripping hazard. It don't look good.
It bothers me, but also if I don't know. I don't think it bothers me like it bothers
me. I spend a lot of the day straightening back out or realigning rugs.
It just don't seem like it matters. I think you straighten it back out, you know, before everybody go to bed.
And no,
it,
because all the
they're
time.
They're just gonna mess it up anyway.
And it needs to be straightened out again so that we're not tripping over things.
So what are you saying? You want me to straighten
yes,
out?
Yes, please. Just
straighten out the rugs
yeah,
and things.
Just, can they not be folded up like some like you're trying to trick somebody on purpose?
Okay.
It's an insurance hazard.
Okay. Okay. I'm gonna fly.
Thank you.
I'm gonna fly.
I love you.
6 years has tamed us.
What do you mean?
We used to. No. Our fights. You know what? I'm gonna soak in these fights that's been like that haven't started fights after recording. I'm gonna soak these in.
The fights that haven't started, what?
Fights after recording. Because sometimes, y'all, some of these fights, let me tell you.
Like, which ones?
The last fight that started a fight when you, what was it, last year? It had to be season two. It was season two. I wasn't pregnant yet. Season two, and we were arguing about something, and you had said something, and I was like, you're gaslighting me. And you were like, no, I'm not gaslighting you. And then after we recorded, we got in this whole argument about what gaslighting is, and you had me look it up, and you were like, I didn't see this article.
I understand the word.
And we like stopped talking for like 2 days. We've never stopped talking. We stopped talking. Everybody was in the comments and stuff saying, yeah, Mike was gaslighting. He was gaslighting on Twitter a lot. And I was like, see, why these people can see me and this nigga can't? Then I had to write you a letter, and you read the letter while you was in the bathroom. You came out, and we had a whole talk because you had been doing your research.
I went to Google stuff.
The past few days.
That word gets used improperly a lot, and you wasn't using it improperly.
I wasn't. And then you came back on, and then you apologized at the beginning of the episode. I don't even remember what episode it was, but either way,
I remember that time. Yes,
some of these fights be starting.
Well, we don't fight like that no more, which was one of the things that I brought up at the beginning of this episode. In order to keep our relationship together, I think that I'm gonna have to start spicing stuff up by like starting fights.
Why?
So that we can have makeup sex. Paul. That's what you said. We said we don't do makeup sex.
No, it's not we don't do it. We just haven't had to have it.
Exactly. Which means we don't do it because we won't argue about it.
Because we communicate and we really try not to fight because we got to move. We can fight when we move. I told you that. We can fight as soon as we move.
I want to fight now so that we can have makeup sex. Because you were right. It's been a minute. And we used to have really great makeup sex.
Well, now we have really great sex all the time.
Yes. So there's no need. Can you imagine what the makeup sex would be like now? So to start us off in the right direction, I hate you.
Mikey, you don't even look serious. You're like a bear, a teddy bear saying that. All right, I'm going to fly. You ready for PDA?
I am.
PDA. My PDA. Okay.
Three times, ready. Four times.
Yes, right. Yes. I'm prepared.
All right, what you got for me?
You got a new job.
I did.
And last week, as at the time of this recording, was your first week. And
yes,
it was a lot.
Okay? Yes, it was.
We was all tired. Mikey has to go in office. It's a whole thing. Ain't none of us used to this.
I'm corporate now.
We've been working from home since 2020. Okay. Drew was like, I'm tired. By the time we get
and
out
I was
school,
working from home myself since 2019. By
the,
like,
at the end of it. And so it's been a long ass time.
Yeah.
Everybody. By the time I get to Drew school, she looking far off in the distance, trying to stay up because we don't all had to wake up and actually like leave the house on time. And yeah, so it's a whole thing. But you also recently got paid. And with some of that income, that was very nice, you gave me money.
Yes.
To put towards my credit card.
Yes.
Because we are working to get down debt, to increase credit scores. And while I was doing that, you gave me enough to where it would make a considerable difference. to Credit Karma and Equifax and all the people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I really appreciate that, Mike. That was really nice. You told me you wanted to do it months ago. You asked me if I would accept it. I told you I would consider it, and I had to think about my life and my ego and my pride and all the things. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Yes, I will accept this. But I want you to know that I'm a boss, and I will.
I know.
You know, you were like, yeah, but we got goals, and like this is stupid. Like we could just speed all of this up. And thank you. It felt really good to make the payment. And I feel a lot freer. This is what relationships are for in some ways.
Teamwork.
I have to be open to receiving from my husband, you know, but we'll talk about that in another episode. Uh-huh. But yeah, so I really appreciate it. It made me very happy. It was very nice. And thank you.
You're welcome. That made me happy. I don't be wanting to upset you.
I know.
And I really do love you.
I know.
And you really are like my point guard. Sometimes my small forward. Like you have a lot of like roles, and I think that because of that you need support in other areas sometimes. It just is what it is.
Yeah.
And I be needing support in areas that I can't touch sometimes. It just is what it is. And I love you.
I love you.
And I'll do it again.
I know.
More things coming.
Mm.
So me,
my
PDA is actually short, sweet, because we've now referenced it multiple times in this episode. You are a boss. I'm very proud of how you are handling your business.
Thank you.
One of the reasons, you know, it's the saying everybody is aware of, businesses fail within the first year because of a couple of things. The economy, usually poor planning, unreal expectations, projections, things of that nature. I went to business school and forgot so many things. But you tackled a lot of things very strategically in the beginning, and you took your time and you paced yourself.
Actually,
and you've spread out a lot of things that a lot of people struggle with in the beginning. And because of that, they usually quit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a 1 year plan and they think all of those things need to be accomplished in the first 3 months. And then they like burnout starts happening very, very quickly. With you, it was a very slow burn. And you understood that no matter what, you still wanted to be standing.
I was going to quit though, you remember?
You were. However, what was your decision?
I was like, if quitting wasn't an option,
what would you do?
What would I do?
And then you did that.
I did.
And now look what happened. You see what I'm saying?
You're going to tell me what happened.
That's boss shit. You make money.
I do.
No, it's not making money when it's not making money. But like, if you quit, you'll never make money.
Yeah.
And so before you got to that point, you said, I will keep going. And keep going.
I did.
You did. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
There are more opportunities around the corner for you. Literally a whole bunch of other things in the works. And I'm just really excited. I'm mostly excited because it's an I told you so moment for me. But I don't have to say it. And this I told you so moment actually just works out to just be good for you. So it's like, there's no like malice. Not really. There's no making you feel bad. It's like, it's the best I told you so. If you don't quit, you straight. And you ain't quit. And I, like, yeah. And that's like, that's the point. You wanted to free yourself from some things that, just as I mentioned before, I really love when people free themselves from things that they are never going to have to experience again.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some things that you never have to experience again because you know how to get money for you. If you just do like the work that you have to do, you don't have to go let nobody be your boss for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you choose to partner with or work for somebody. But you don't have to. You don't have to do shit.
Yeah.
You don't have to do nothing. And like that is it's a really, really big deal to me. And it looks good on you.
Thank you.
It looks really good on you.
Thank
you. I have yet to see you in like a business suit. But I think that's because you ain't gone into like the office of one of these places that you were partnered with at this point or anything.
I'm
I don't know.
Maybe you still up. Would.
I don't know. I don't know. But like, it looked good.
Thank you.
I like businesswoman.
I've been getting dressed.
I think it's hilarious.
Washing
though.
My face, combing my hair.
You're expressing basic life.
Wearing
steps.
Other colors outside of black.
You have been.
But yeah.
It looks good on you. I'm just really, really proud. Because you're making a profit. You're making money.
I am.
And that was the point.
It was.
But for a long period of time, you had to take nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you were starting to like
or
forget the vision.
I chose to take. I chose. Trading time for money.
I think you had to.
I was desperate.
Looking back still, you did what you, yeah, I think you had to.
Mm.
Otherwise, you would have just kept drinking milk from the breast. I don't know, like you would have just put yourself in a position where you would never be free.
Mm-hmm.
Like where you are now. But you chose a path and you stuck with it. And look. At you. I'm proud of you.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. I love you.
I love you.
All right. Closing call to action.
The Black Moon in Marriage podcast is hosted and co-produced by Mikey and Randy Chapman. All episodes of the Black Moon in Marriage podcast are edited by Randy Chapman at Wordy Productions, the podcast management company.
Thanks, mate. We are now and still available on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and all your other favorite streaming services. Rate us.
5 stars.
5 stars. And review us. We miss seeing your reviews.
And if you've reviewed before, do
reviews.
It again.
Yeah. Update.
Mm-hmm.
Podcast still the shit 4 years later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. The Black Moon of Marriage podcast Fight or Flight jingle was created by Ebony Janae at Janae's Jingles. Details in our show notes.
She out here doing big things.
Is there something else? Every time I do it, you always give me an update.
Lupita shared her story.
Really?
Or shared her song in a recent...
With the book? You told me that.
Yes. Oh, well, then there was another one. Important Black Lady. If it wasn't Viola Davis, it was somebody else. Somebody else just did another one.
Okay.
Might even been Oprah. I don't know.
I'm going to her page. She probably already...
It's making rounds.
Okay. What? It's coming to you?
Carrie...
Washington?
Washington.
Uh-huh.
I think. I'll remember this later.
Okay.
Keep putting her song on stuff. To support our podcast, consider joining us on Patreon at patreon.com/blackmillennialmarriage. There you'll get unedited episodes, edited episodes, and ad-free episodes. Zoom meetings with us, playlists, game nights, and more.
Discord
access.
Mm-hmm.
It's popping over there, y'all.
Our server just got a boost, and I think Renee did it. Thank you, Renee, but I don't know what the boost was.
Did it finally kick in after we had already did the thing to get to send larger images?
That trial expired.
Yeah. Discord. There's a lot of Discord on our Discord, but good stuff. You can see me riding Drew on the back of a motorcycle.
Yeah. She had fun. We will not be putting that on
on
socials.
On the social. You can see Randy's bookworms nerds doing book nerd things.
Yeah. Music chat in the garage, which we haven't been in, but I've been in there.
Yeah.
Jared posted pictures of the cars. You respond?
I haven't responded.
They're really nice.
I know.
Do you know? Because I had to stop and be like,
on his Instagram. It's fine. It's
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
I'm going back. Discord. Check it out. Join us. BlackMillennialMarriage.com/Patreon. Except no. Reverse that. Patreon.com/BlackMillennialMarriage. And be sure to check out our website, www.BlackMillennialMarriage.com.
Follow us on social media platforms. On Instagram, we are
Black Millennial Marriage.
On Facebook, we are
Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
And on Twitter, we are
The Verified at _ The Chapman. Nah, dead ass. We gonna pay the
no,
eight.
No, we missed it. He closed it because people was...
He gonna open it back up.
No, he not.
It's going to happen.
Mikey, he is not gonna open it back up.
He has to.
Mike.
Or some other verified account. Mikey, will pretend to be not. Him.
He is in so much trouble. He is in so much trouble. I don't think this thing is ever coming back.
Well, the official Coca-Cola said that they're putting cocaine back in Coca-Cola, depending on how many retweets. That was official. They were verified.
That was not... Okay. So this is the problem. Thank y'all again for listening.
As always, y'all, be blessed.
Don't settle.
Fight clean.
Peace.
When you get, 1, 2, 3, let me step into the moon. Am I the one you see when you get up in the moon? I don't know.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.